here. Yep, you get behind the yellow line.
If you've ever watched salmon merge at the mouth of a river, that's a bit of what I encountered trying to get into Baranoff Elementary School. The buses unloaded a school of students dressed in bright coats with reflective patches, flashing silver. The kids had reason to be excited. Regular class would be suspended for a day of learning.
They have a lot of fun, and it's usually pretty hectic, but it's controlled chaos.
Mark Lee is the principal at Baranoff Elementary in his second year. On Salmon Celebration Day, each class moves from room to room in 20-minute increments, taking part in different activities. According to Lee, those include listening to Tlingit stories, building a habitat out of construction paper, and playing a game about the salmon life cycle.
It's nice because the different types of learners that they are, there's something that usually appeals to them in one way or another throughout the stations.
I already know what they just taste good.
And one way to do that is by appealing to their appetites. Teacher Jeffrey Hole is showing students how to make salmon dip in 4 easy steps. The classroom is stocked with boxes of Ritz crackers and several pounds of the fish, all donated by Baranoff parents. Dylan Radzikinas wasn't a fan of step 1, separating the salmon from the bones.
When we touched it, it felt all gooey.
But Dylan loved the final product.
I'm gonna try some on the cracker.
How are you
guys?
I'm addicted.
That's her classmate Gabe Blankenship.
And what's your favorite ways to eat salmon again?
I like smoked, fried, and I like king, and I like sometimes I like it just regular.
I like all of them.
Yum!
That is Gabe and Dylan's classmate, Jane Mooney.
Beautiful! Ladies and gentlemen, listen very closely. This is what you need to do.
Mr. Hole is wearing a tie shaped like a salmon. He says that the goal of his workshop, like all of the workshops, is to make this critical resource familiar and even fun for first graders, even if that means making a bit of a mess.
You will take your plate and throw it in the trash can. But you see this spoon? Your spoon we can use again later. There is a bucket of soapy water. Your spoon goes in the bucket.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.